بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. الحمد لله رب العالمين، والصلاة والسلام على سيدنا ومولانا محمد وعلى آله وأصحابه أجمعين. أما بعد، respected elders and dear brothers, previously we had discussed the expulsion of Shaitan from the heavens, and subsequently how he had convinced Adam and Hawa عليهم الصلاة والسلام to eat from the forbidden tree, and the first consequence or result of this was that their private parts, the portions of their body which had been concealed prior to this, now became exposed. They became aware of their private areas, and thereafter they began covering themselves with the leaves of Jannah, and the entire incident continued. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala then sent them into this world. In today's verse, Allah now makes mention of the replacement of the clothing of Jannah, which Allah has given to insan in this world, and that is the clothing, the garments of this world. So Allah says, Ya Bani Adam, O children of Adam, قَدْ أَنزَلْنَا عَلَيْكُمْ لِبَاسًا يُوَارِي سَوْآتِكُمْ وَرِيشًا, that indeed we have provided for you garments with a dual purpose. The first function of this clothing, يُوَارِي سَوْآتِكُمْ, it will be there to conceal and to cover your private parts. And the second function, the second purpose, وَرِيشًا, it will be an adornment for you. So this is a great bounty of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, that from all Allah's creation in this world, we have the animals, the birds, the insects, and we have insan. Insan is the only creation of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala that Allah has blessed with clothing, with garments. These garments not only conceal our private parts, but it is an adornment for a person as well. It creates beauty within the life of a person. It conceals any imperfections or flaws that a person may have on his body. But thereafter Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala mentions, وَلِبَاسُ التَّقْوَى ذَلِكَ خَيْرٌ, that the garment of taqwa, this is better. And what is meant by this? There are two opinions amongst the mufassireen. One opinion is that لِبَاسُ التَّقْوَى, the word taqwa, the literal meaning of this word is to protect oneself. So those garments that protect a person is better. And what is meant by this is refers to that which is worn during the time of war, armor, likewise, shields, these things which protect a person's body at the time of war, this is better for you. But the preferred view regarding libasul taqwa is that this is not meant literally, but figuratively, is that the garment of taqwa, when we normally speak about taqwa, piety, consciousness of Allah, for a person to have good a'mal, good character, this is better for a person as a garment. Why is taqwa referred to as a garment? As though a person wears this over himself, and it now conceals his flaws, his faults. A person has perhaps anger, or he has jealousy, he has envy, some other negative qualities, and he now clothes himself with taqwa. This will now conceal all of these negative qualities. So Allah reminds us that one is the physical clothing and garments that a person has in this world, which are there to cover his private parts, which are there as an adornment for a person. But greater than this is the garment of taqwa, which every person should adorn himself with, should clothe himself with. Alama Anwar Shah Kashmiri rahimahullah mentions, he says that while the physical clothing and garments that Allah has given to us in this world, this can be a replacement, so to say, of the clothing of Jannah, which was taken away from Adam alayhi salatu wasalam. So the clothing of this world is a replacement for that. But if a person uses the clothing of taqwa, the garment of taqwa, and he brings this within his life, then not only will it be a replacement for the clothing of Jannah, but this taqwa will now be a means of a person regaining the clothing of Jannah, because it will secure his entry into Jannah, and there he will get that clothing once again. ذَلِكَ مِنْ آيَاتِ اللَّهِ, Allah says, this clothing we have provided for you, this is from the signs of Allah. لَعَلَّهُمْ يَذَّكَّرُونَ, and these signs of Allah are there, so that perhaps people may take heed, they may realize the favors of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala upon them, and they then turn to Allah and obey Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. After mentioning this, now Allah reminds us, Ya Bani Adam, O children of Adam, La yaftinannakum ash-shaytan. Do not let shaytan tempt and deceive you. Just as he convinced Adam alayhi salatu wa salam, so therefore the children of Adam should also be wary. Shaytan should not tempt you, should not deceive you. Kama akhraja abawikum min al-jannah. Just as he caused your parents to be expelled from Jannah, يَنْزِعُ عَنْهُمَا لِبَاسَهُمَا لِيُرِيَهُمَا سَوْآتِهِمَا, And in the process he caused their garments to be snatched from them, and he caused their private areas to be exposed to them. Allah now says, إِنَّهُ يَرَاكُمْ هُوَ وَقَبِيلُهُ مِنْ حَيْثُ لَا تَرَوْنَهُمْ. When it comes to Shaytan, then he and his army, they see you from where you do not see them. What is meant by this? Ulama explained the general principle when it comes to insan in this world, is that we cannot see Shaytan, nor can we see his armies of jinn. Generally, human beings cannot see jinnat in their original form. Yes, at times Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala may show certain people, like we find the incident where the jinnat had come to Nabi alayhi salatu wa salam. They had listened to the recitation of Quran, they accepted Islam at his hands. So at times Allah can reveal the true form of a jinn to a human being. But the general principle, the general rule, which will apply most of the time, is that insan will not be able to see jinnat in their original form. Yes, at times they may take some other form, and this a person may be able to see. Here also incidents have been mentioned in the seerah. During the battle of Badr, Shaitan had appeared in the form of an old man, and the people who were there then were able to see him. But the general principle, we will not be able to see them. Why is this so important? Because when we know that Shaitan is lying in wait for us, his army is lying in wait for us, and more than that we cannot even see them, then a person needs to be extra cautious, extra wary, that they could be there waiting for me, and I won't even know. That's why the hadith mentions, الشيطان يجري من الإنسان مجرى الدم. That Shaitan flows within a person's body just like his blood flows. Muhaddithin have mentioned, a person's blood is there within his body. We all know that there is blood within the body, but nobody ever thinks about it. You cannot see it unless a person gets cut, but it's there. In the same way, although we cannot see Shaitan, we cannot see his henchmen and those who work for him, but he is there and he is lying in wait for us. إِنَّا جَعَلْنَا الشَّيَاطِينَ أَوْلِيَاءَ لِلَّذِينَ لَا يُؤْمِنُونَ. Allah says, we have made the shayateen, the devils, the allies of those who have no iman. When a person does not believe in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, then it is as though he is the friend of the devil, the friend of shaitan. That is why we find people will then carry out such actions, whether it be immodesty, whether it be theft, whether it be fornication, such acts which normally would not behove a human being. He is now an ally, a close friend of shaitan. After mentioning this, Allah now draws our attention to the people of Makkah, the Quraysh. وَإِذَا فَعَلُوا فَاحِشَةً. That when they do any act of indecency, because we had spoken about clothing, about nakedness, so now Allah speaks about acts of indecency. When the people of Makkah commit any act of indecency, amongst this, they would make tawaf around the Kaaba naked, without any clothing on. And they would claim that this is an act of piety. So Allah says when they are caught out in this, then what excuse do they make, or what proof do they offer? قَالُوا, they say, وَجَدْنَا عَلَيْهَا آبَاءَنَا وَاللَّهُ أَمَرَنَا بِهَا. Two proofs that they mention. The first is that we found our forefathers doing this action. So because our forefathers did it, this becomes a dalil, a proof, a hujjah, and therefore we are correct and we will continue to do it. And the second proof they use, they say, وَاللَّهُ أَمَرَنَا بِهَا. Allah has told us to do this. So Allah completely ignores the first proof, where they say that our forefathers did this. Allah doesn't even bother answering this, because this is clear to any person. This cannot be a valid proof for a person doing an action in this world. Your forefathers or your predecessors doing something is not a valid proof if it does not conform to Sharia. The second proof where they say Allah has commanded us to do this, Allah responds to this. قُلْ, say to them, O Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, إِنَّ اللَّهَ لَا يَأْمُرُ بِالْفَحْشَىٰ. Allah will never command a person to do anything which is indecent, which is immodest. This is the principle. If a person is unsure about the permissibility of some action, or about whether an action is approved in Sharia, and he does not have sound knowledge about it, then he can use this principle as a rough gauge. If it is an act of immodesty or indecency, something which even society will tell you has no haya and modesty, then rest assured this is something Allah will never command a person to do. أَتَقُولُونَ عَلَى اللَّهِ مَا لَا تَعْلَمُونَ. Are you making claims against Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala despite not having sound knowledge of this? So this was in response to the Quraysh of Makkah. Again, the lesson from these particular verses is that while Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has given us the garments of this world, which a person takes great care in attaining, in wearing the best, in getting the best, in looking smart and neat, But the greater garment, the greater covering that every person should work for, should strive for, is the garment of taqwa, good a'mal, good character. This, very clearly Allah mentions, is better than any other garment. Just as we take care regarding our clothing, and there must be no dirt on it, there must be no tears, we always want the latest or the best, the most clean and neat clothing, which is permissible. At the same time, our desire and our goal should also be to get the highest level of taqwa as a covering. Allah give us tawfiq and understanding. Wa akhiru da'wana alhamdulillahi rabbil alamin.